Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's really important how St. Peter's listeners react today. What must we do, they ask. Peter's answer is very illuminating. You must repent. Clearly, right at the beginning of this church, this has been a key part of what anyone desiring to live the Christian life must do. And of course, it's not all finished in one go. You and I know this. We experience in our flesh and heart the recognition that we need to do this every day. But there is a second thing, he says. And every one of you must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. How about that? From the word go, from the very first day of Pentecost, the church was already doing at least two sacraments, baptism and confirmation. Three, actually, we can say from this text. The need for confession too is presupposed if, and we know it's true, authentic repentance and forgiveness is something we strive for in the Christian life. To be better, more like the risen Jesus, and to receive all that we need from him. Let us pray. O God, who have bestowed on us paschal remedies, endow your people with heavenly gifts, so that, possessed of perfect freedom, they may rejoice in heaven over what gladdens them now on earth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.